Proclamation number 6001 of 13th of July, 1954. False Christs and Prophets. Work of Satan. Satan's intention is to cause confusion among the faithful, among those whom he recognizes as lost to him and whom he nevertheless hopes to win back. He is full of deceit and cunning, and he always finds means to use. And he is not afraid to disguise himself and seemingly walk with me. He is not afraid to feign light in order to extinguish the true light and leave people in utmost darkness. He is dangerous. But yet to be recognized by those who have given themselves to me and are therefore also protected by me. To whom I therefore also give the gift of discernment, which also recognizes him through the mask. Remember that the time of the end has come and that he will stop at nothing because he knows that he has not much time left. Remember that many false Christians and false prophets will arise in the time of the end, that he hides behind those, and therefore be watchful and persevere in prayer. For union with me is the best protection against him. If you let me stay with you, he cannot be present. But if you stumble or turn away from me, even for a short time, he tries to slip in and succeeds in confusing you. He succeeds in sowing discord and strife, impatience and unkindness, where my presence prevents such things. He can cause confusion amongst people, but you can also protect yourselves from it. You can resist him. You can command him to leave you if only you always let me stand by your side. If you call upon me in your thoughts and always commend yourselves to my protection, then I will truly not allow him to besiege you, then my presence will prevent him from approaching you. And bear in mind that everything unpleasant is his influence. Consider that unkindness above all opens the gate for him through which he can enter. And therefore beware of every unkind word, unkind thoughts and unkind actions. For these are his work and can cause you to fall. And lest you succumb to his temptations, pray. And you will be strengthened and resist, you will realize that my power is always greater. That my love is always ready for you and that I protect you from all attacks of your enemy if only you pray fervently, lead us, not, in, the, temptation. Amen.